Our first reading today takes place during a famine. There is a terrible drought in this particular region, and that's when Elijah meets this widow. And she was preparing the last meal for her son and her to eat together before they would die of starvation. You know, they had no more food, just a tiny bit left, and she had basically accepted that this was the end of the road for them. And so she was preparing for their last meal together. And that's when Elijah shows up and says what sounds on the surface like the most inappropriate thing anyone could say at that moment. He hears what's going on and he says, okay, well, why don't you take that food and make some food for me first and I'll eat it. And then the Lord will provide for you and for your son. So he basically asks her for her last bit of food that she's about to eat her last meal with her son. And the reason why he does that is because the Lord wants this woman to make an act of faith. And she does it. She gives up the last bit of food that she has and makes a cake for Elijah to eat. Now, I mean, think of the act of faith that that would require. I mean, if what Elijah says isn't true, there's going to be no more food. And so she gives up her last meal. But because she did that, you know, God multiplied the food that they had 365 times over. All three of them were able to eat for an entire year from this jar that just kept replenishing on its own. And imagine the effect that that would have had on this woman each day as she goes to this jar and there's just a tiny bit left and she's pouring it out to make a meal and it replenishes on its own. You know, every time she would make a meal for the rest of the year, she would have been reminded that it was God who was caring for her and providing for her. And so she was absolutely rewarded for this act of faith. And you have to imagine the gratitude that was probably in her heart as she experienced God's care for her and for her son. And so one of the things that we can learn as we reflect upon this is that in the spiritual life, in order to open ourselves up to receive so many graces that the Lord wishes to give to us. You know, the Lord is so generous. He wants to pour out incredible gifts upon us. But first, we have to make an act of faith. Because the blessings follow from entering into a relationship with God. That's the way it has to be. You know, God offers us the grace to make that initial act of faith, but we have to respond and make the initial act of faith and enter into the relationship and give our free will to say yes to God so that he can then bestow abundant blessings upon us, the many ways in which he desires to enrich us. But first, we have to make the act of faith. And so if we look at some practical ways that this might apply to us and to our spiritual lives, a simple rule is we have to give God the best. Give God the best that we have first. You know, this widow gave away her last meal. She gave God everything that she had at that moment. And so when it comes to a life of prayer, you know, oftentimes, you know, people struggle to have a consistent life of prayer because they're distracted. There's so much going on, you know, 100 different things that they have to take care of each day. And they're pulled in so many different directions as sometimes they're like, well, it just falls by the wayside. Or, you know, I just don't have the time or it's, you know, I just can't commit to this. And so I'd say, don't just try and give God some time of prayer each day. Begin by giving him the best time. Take 5 or 10 or 15 minutes. That's the best time of day. Maybe it's when you first wake up in the morning before you go to work or before you go to school. Or maybe it's the first thing that you do when a husband and wife get back home after a day of work. Maybe they greet each other and the first thing that they do when they're at home together is pray. Or maybe it's for kids when they get home from school. The first thing that they do is take some time for prayer. But what we'll find is when we give God the best, things will work out. You know, we'll be able to reprioritize our time, and maybe things that we're spending time on that aren't that important are going to fall by the wayside. Or maybe the Lord just gives us greater energy to take care of the things that we need to do. But things will fall in place because the Lord knows what he's doing, and he wants all of us to live a life of deep prayer. He's calling all of us to that. If we put him first, things will fall into place and many blessings will follow. Or when we apply this to our vocation, for our young people, you know, God has a calling for each and every one of us. And so for young people to first ask the question, Lord, what do you want me to do with my life? I will do anything that you ask of me. What are you calling me to do? When we make that response, God is going to bless us generously. And some people he's going to call to the priesthood or religious life. Some people he's going to call to marriage or some other state in life. But if it is marriage that he's calling someone to not ask the question, well, who do I want to marry? But who has God prepared for me? If God is calling someone to marriage, he has someone there in this world that he's calling you to marry. So to say that first, when we do that, incredible blessings are going to follow. You know, this can apply to our finances. You know, tithing in the Old Testament, the Israelites would give the first fruits, not knowing if they were going to get the rest of the harvest in or not. You know, something could happen where that harvest was destroyed, but the first fruits they would give to God as an act of trust in him. And so, you know, for us, you know, there's a big difference between doing everything that we need with our money, paying all of our bills, doing what we want to, you know, the things that we want to accomplish, and then say, well, if there's some left over, we'll give it to God. Versus first giving God what belongs to him. First making the act, I'm going to give God 10% first, and then everything else we'll use for our own needs. I've talked to people who have made the decision to tithe, and they've said, you know, well, initially I was worried, you know, I thought, you know, how can we make this work? You know, how are we going to be able to make ends meet? But when they do it, you know, they said, this has turned out to be an incredible blessing. Like, things work out, and we see God's generosity in the way that he blesses us in ways that we never would have expected. And as we look at the gospel, we see the story of a different widow. And she gives the 2 cents that she has, everything that she has to offer, which was very, very small in worldly terms. What were her blessings? How was she rewarded for that? Well, we don't know for sure. I would guess that she left this world poor and destitute. But when we think about how our Lord looked upon this offering of hers and saw the generosity, I'd imagine the blessing would come when she left this world and when she stood before Christ on the day of her judgment. You know, and I can imagine our Lord saying to her, you know, the generosity in your heart is beautiful in my eyes. And I see in your heart a reflection of the generosity that I love so much in my own mother. You know, imagine if those are the words that someone were to hear at the moment of their judgment. You know, some people are going to receive a very severe condemnation, you know, as the gospel says. But imagine hearing those words at the day of our judgment. There is nothing that we will regret in the next life if we give God the best. We will never say, oh, I wish I had kept that for myself. We will never say that. What we will say is, I am so grateful that I made that act of generosity. And so the question for us to reflect upon this week is, are we giving God the absolute best that we can? Or is there some area in our life, whether it's with our prayer or how we use our time or the gifts and talents that we have or what we're doing with our money, is there something that we can do differently so that we can give God the best? And when we do that with trust and with love, God will reward it.